Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Talk to us about Tim Tebow with Forbes magazine. I mean, it is amazing to hear how he's so influential.
Well, this was 2013. The most influential player they list is Tim Tebow. Unfortunately, Tim Tebow has not played a single game in 2013 because he is with no team right now.
And all of 2013?
2013.
Yeah. It looks like he was playing yesterday in the Broncos.
Oh,
January he didn't play.
He didn't play at all. He was cut before the season started. Pretty interesting. We were talking about the impact that Tim Tebow has had on the world, you know, on the stage that God's given him, the football field. And now that a player who is no longer playing professionally football, he's no longer playing. Mm-hmm. And they're still saying that he's one of the most influential athletes in 2013.
Amazing.
I mean, what kind of legacy are we leaving? When you look at a young man like Tim Tebow who just did, you know, just walked out his life. He didn't do anything special, but said, listen, I'm a believer and I want everyone to know. That's just, and I want to share the hope of what God's done in my life, what Jesus Christ has done in my life. I want to share it with you, and I want to encourage you to do the same. Mm-hmm. And all he did was do this on a stage like this. And of course, you know, there were those that attacked him. You know, they attacked his stands and they pushed him and shoved him out, and he went from team to team. But you cannot deny, the influence that he's had. Even when God helps him with his own scores and he has, you know, throws for 316 yards and 10 each play that was ran was 31.6, and referring to John 3:16. I mean, it's just absolutely wonderful. When you look at that stuff and you just say, man,
I think
my
it's important to really, because you have a lot of believers who see Tim Tebow and they take away his work ethic. They pull out his tenacity and his willingness to push past his flesh and do a job with integrity.
Yeah.
And not be pushed down because he throws the ball differently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you combine integrity, hard work, and willingness to not
shrink back.
Yes, shrink back with the favor of God, because the favor of God's, he said, he blesses the work of our hands. And if we want to have a reputation like the Tim Tebow in our profession and our ministry, what we're doing, we have to have the same tenacity. This man drags trucks. He puts towing ropes around his shoulders and puts like an F-150 truck on it. And he pulls the truck down the road. He takes big tractor tires and flips them over and over and over. He takes sledgehammers and beats things and axes and cuts things and does all these different things. He's pushing his body, pressing his limits, pushing, you know, just working like a mule in the same field a mule would be at. I mean, Tim Tebow's don't just happen. You know, it's somebody who's been going out to the mission field, who was raised up under his parents, who was raised to love God, who's been there in the Philippine mission field with the orphanage and loves to play football. But to be a Tim Tebow, to be like a Forbes influential, and more so than a Forbes influential, a heavenly influential, what are we doing in the kingdom of God influential, the Hall of Faith, the Hall of Fame with God, Hebrews chapter 11, it takes what Tim's doing off the cameras.
Yeah.
It takes the tenacity and the integrity, and it's just pushing through.
In fact, you can see his documentary. We'll make it related on the torch for you. It's called Tim Tebow, Everything in Between. And you can actually see this documentary of his work ethic and see what he's invested. Give you some good perspective.
It's so powerful that I have the signed photo that Brett got me when he was up in playing for Denver. But also have his book and his video to remind me what's on that video. Mm-hmm. And the church in America right now is waiting for pennies from heaven. Well, you know, I don't want to say again about where we are in our finances, but God blesses the work of our hands. Mm-hmm. If you read Hebrews 11, it says, by faith they led, by faith they defeated, by faith David went out and did what he did. In other words, it took physical exertion. You got to You got to merge, and hopefully we'll have a series together of our segments on faith, but you have to merge together your belief with your actions.
Mm-hmm.
They come together. Your faith's made complete when you do something. And there's a lot of incomplete faith. And the question that we talked about in those segments, and hopefully there'll be a related article, is does incomplete faith save you?
Mm.
You know, it doesn't get you on the team. It doesn't get you on the Forbes influential, most influential. Right. The question is, does it get you on the heavenly roll? Somebody says, I got faith. He says, yeah, you show me faith without works and I'll show you how you can be saved by your works. But they come together. Somebody says, you're not saved by works, but if you don't have any works, you're not saved either. He said, what comes first? It's like, hey, because you believe, you do what God says. And what Tim Tebow is known for, he's a doer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he just does it. And he does it by faith. He does his job by faith. He just happens to be a sports figure. He happens to be a football player. But maybe you're a secretary. Maybe you are a businessman, a businesswoman. Maybe you are a warehouse manager. I don't know. But you can do it with the same integrity, with the same faith, and God can bless you the very same way. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.